With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration has frozen child care funds all across the country. Here's Lisa Dwyer with that story.
All 50 states will have to provide additional levels of verification and administrative data before they can receive more funding from the Child Care and Development Fund. There are additional restrictions on Minnesota, which cannot receive child care funds again until it provides even more verification for child care centers that are suspected of fraud, such as attendance and licensing records, past enforcement actions, and inspection reports. Minnesota's governor has accused President Donald Trump of weaponizing the allegations for political gains. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, most Americans don't think 2025 was a very good year, but expect the year ahead to be much better. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2025 as one of the best years ever. 14% think it was an excellent year, and 19% rate 2025 a good year. However, 38% of Americans give 2025 a poor rating. The 39% who rate 2025 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 36% said the same about 2024. The survey of 1,234 American adults was conducted on December 21st through the 23rd by Rasmussen Reports. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Farmers are now learning how much they might be able to expect to receive from a $12 billion package President Trump announced earlier this month, the Agriculture Department releasing those figures Wednesday. A deep-sea search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has begun in the Indian Ocean, reviving efforts to solve one of aviation's great mysteries. Malaysia Airlines flight disappeared in 2014 with 239 people on board. This is SRN News. May sound like a silly question. Is your toddler on social media?
According to a new study from the British government, nearly 40% of kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years old in the United Kingdom are on social media platforms regularly. We're talking about the big platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. This report lands amidst growing concerns in the UK and the US and elsewhere about the harm social media is doing to teenagers, let alone kids who might not even be potty trained yet. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump receiving the Israeli Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the honor will be awarded in the new year. First time it's ever gone to a foreign leader. The Israeli government says this is an historic decision that expresses deep recognition of President Trump's extraordinary contribution to Israel. This is SRN News. After more than 20 years, the UN's Iraq mandate has ended. The mission was established in the aftermath of the toppling of dictator Saddam Hussein.
When the agency was created in 2003, Iraq was in crisis. In fact, within days of arriving, more than 20 UN workers were killed in a suicide bombing on a hotel in the capital, Baghdad. Fast forward 22 years, and assessments of its success vary. Supporters say the mission helped guide elections, promote human rights, and stabilize political processes. But critics argue its impact was limited, pointing to ongoing corruption and unmet expectations among many Iraqis.
BBC's Jacob Evans. Thailand has repatriated 18 Cambodian POWs. Release Wednesday fulfills a ceasefire agreement signed with Cambodia. Both sides say the release aims to build goodwill and adhere to humanitarian principles. More details, srnnews.com.